Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3388 BN. Today's date is June 26, 2024, and the title of the episode is Chatter, Trains, Buses, Be Vigilant, Nowhere to Hide, My Fellow Americans. Let me ask you a question. Have you heard of the CERT food diet? Probably not, because it's something that was only popular among celebrities until now. In fact, it is actually not a restrictive diet at all. It's all about specific foods you should be adding to your diet. You may know some big names who have actually followed this diet, like a world-famous singer, which we can't mention. Or maybe you've heard of a certain mixed martial artist, Conor McGregor, who claims to have used this diet, as well as world champion boxer David Haye, who credits his amazing shape to this. Now, the two international bestseller authors who created the CERT food diet, Glenn Matten and Aidan Goggins, have a new, even more incredible way to get these potent CERT foods to all Americans by combining them all into one revolutionary power drink, so you can get all the benefits of the diet just by drinking this. It's called Ultimate CERT Juice, and it was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do the things you love. I know I've tried it, and I've been amazed at the results myself. It's truly been amazing. Since you're a loyal listener, I'm giving you all a $20 discount on this amazing product to try for yourself. And hey, it's way cheaper than buying any juice cleanse or all the ingredients. Go get your supply of Ultimate CERT Juice now by going to getcert.com/X22. That is getcert.com/X22, or click the link in the description box below. That's getcert.com/X22, or just click the link in the video to get your supply with this exclusive discount. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, the people now are seeing how they are destroying America. And that's exactly what they're doing. Every step of the way, they are destroying America. They believe they're above the law. And the people, since they're watching all this, they are now seeing the true criminal syndicate. And as this continues, the people are going to see a lot more, especially with the open borders. I do believe there's an event coming up, because all of a sudden we get notice that, hey, by the way, ISIS has been bringing in some illegals, and 50 of them that are associated with ISIS, they are unaccounted for and we don't know where they are. And they're roaming around the country doing who knows what. And once again, what do you think these individuals are going to end up doing? Most likely, there's going to be some type of an event. And when there is an event, the people are going to really wake up. Remember, everything that we're experiencing, everything that is happening, is all for the 2024 election. It's all to show the people, look, we've been controlled by a criminal syndicate. This criminal syndicate believes they're above the law. This criminal syndicate has a different agenda. Their agenda is to destroy this country. Their agenda is to actually bring us to war. Their agenda is to depopulate. Their agenda is to remove the Constitution. This has been their agenda for a very long time. And Trump, he needed to show the people the truth. He needed to show them and have the people walk through the darkness. Because without going through all of this, without you seeing the tyrannical government, without you seeing the criminal syndicate and what they can do and what they won't do, you wouldn't believe. We're not finished yet, because there's a lot of people that haven't reached that point yet. And I do believe that point is going to be the precipice of war, the precipice of the economy crashing. And I do believe at that point, this is when a lot of people are going to change. Now, what's very interesting is that Trump, he put out a video, and it's 55 seconds long, shows Trump Force One. And that refers to a very specific post. And it's the post that refers to My Fellow Americans. And I do believe Trump is letting us know that the storm is coming. We're getting closer and closer. And soon, I do believe we're going to hear that announcement. Now, we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Adam Kinzinger right now. And it's not just Adam Kinzinger. There's a lot of rhinos. Remember, rhino is Republican in name only, which merely means they're part of the Uniparty. They're really part of the deep state players. Adam Kinzinger was always part of the deep state players. He was always a Democrat. Same thing with Liz Cheney. Actually, most of the people that have been installed in the Republican Party, most of them are Democrats. Most of them are part of the Uniparty. They are not MAGA. They are not patriots. And this should not come as a surprise to anyone. But what you're seeing right now is the truth. Believe them when they show you who they truly are. And now the people, they see who these people truly are. The people actually saw who Jamal Bowman was. Remember, he's the guy that pulled the fire alarm, said he didn't know that, hey, this was a fire alarm. He thought that was to open up the door. I mean, it's red. It says fire alarm, you know, pull in case of emergency. Wasn't he a high school principal? He should have known about this because they have fire drills. Well, the people out in New York, what did they decide? They decided, you know something? We're not going to have him back in. So this guy didn't win his primary and he flipped out. So bye-bye, Jamal Bowman. And the people now, they're waking up to this. Now, again, bringing people into Congress, getting rid of the install people, the people of this country must do this. The people must see it. Yes, Trump can endorse people. Trump can say this is the person that we need. But the people must believe it. The people must understand it. He can't do it. He can point to the people, but the people must wake up and do it. Now, it's not going to work 100% every single time. But I do believe we're going to get the majority of patriots in Congress, and we're going to remove and make the uniparty the minority in Congress. I'm not saying we're going to get 100% patriots. Maybe we will when we hit the precipice, but at this point, I don't believe so. I do believe the uniparty is going to be the minority, and they will have no power whatsoever. And eventually, they will be phased out when Trump is elected and everyone starts to learn and see his policies and how they're working and how the country's building and how the country is becoming successful, how we're changing everything. All those install people, what are they going to do? Remember, they've been against this from the very, very beginning. They're just going to fade away eventually. That's what's going to happen, because when you have no power, you have no money laundering, you're not, you know, making a fortune because you have insider training. What happens to these people? They fade away and they disappear, and true patriots take their place. But again, the people must do this. Trump can point them out, but if the people don't vote for the people that he's saying, then it's not going to work. But I do believe we're on our way. I do believe we're getting the majority. And it's not going to be perfect. It's not supposed to be perfect. But people are now seeing the two-tier justice system. They see the criminal syndicate. The criminal syndicate runs this country. The criminal syndicate is not going to try themselves. The criminal syndicate is not going to bring themselves to justice. The criminal syndicate is not going to put themselves in jail. So in the case of Merrick Garland, if you're expecting the Department of Justice, if you're expecting anyone to say, hey, you know something, let's try Merrick Garland, let's put him into jail because he defied the subpoena from Congress. It's not going to happen. They already told you it's not going to happen. The mafia doesn't convict themselves. They don't try themselves. So what has to happen? You need an outside agency, or you need another way to do this. And thank God our founding fathers, they knew that, hey, if something happens with the executive branch, we the people must have a way to bring them to justice. And what's very interesting is Ana Paulina Luna, she has already started to get a lot of Congress people on her side, and they are going to use inherent contempt of Congress. What is the inherent contempt of Congress? Well, this is the ability to arrest and the ability to bring this individual to trial before the bar of the House, with the offender facing possible incarceration. So the House now has to take this in their own hands, which means they need the votes of the House. Once again, we have a lot of rhinos there. We have a lot of D's. Number one, Merrick Garland is part of the criminal syndicate. So you know the D's most likely won't vote for this. The rhinos, and you just saw with Adam Kinzinger, he's really a Democrat. Liz Cheney is a Democrat. Most of the rhinos side with the Democrats, because what really are they? They're Democrats. They're part of the deep state system. So are they going to go ahead with this? Most likely not, but we'll have to see how this all plays out, because it'll be very, very interesting if we're able to bring him to trial. That would show the entire country nobody is above the law, and they tried to make themselves seem like they are above the law because they didn't want to try themselves. Now, once again, when you look at this, I do believe Merrick Garland is holding back because he's been told to hold it back until the right moment. Now, think about what's coming up, the debates. The debates are coming up. I do believe what the debates are for, it's to show the American public and those people that watch CNN, MSNBC, the Tea Party, there's major, major problems with Biden. Now, I'm not saying he's going to, you know, fall down and shake and, you know, talk gibberish the entire time. The people just have to see a little bit. All they got to do is start the conversation. Now, again, there's no audience. So what they're going to do, they're going to pump him up with drugs and most likely maybe at a break, maybe they'll not give him as much just so he starts messing up so people notice this. And I do believe maybe after the debates, after people start to see this, this is when Merrick Garland then can say, okay, here's the audio tapes. Here's the audio tapes. And then people are going to say, okay, now it's starting to make sense. He couldn't function at the end part of the debates. Now we're hearing the audio tapes. Oh, yeah, he cannot run for the presidency. Actually, maybe he shouldn't even be in the White House right now. He has major, major problems. So will they start the 25th Amendment process? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see how that all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Assange, he was released. There was a plea deal. And of course, the White House came out and said, hey, we had nothing to do with this. We had no involvement in the plea deal. But now, as time is going on, it looks like, yeah, they had a hand in all of this. And really think about this for a second. When does the White House, the Biden administration, ever tell the truth? They don't. And I do believe Obama, Hillary Clinton, they all wanted certain things destroyed. Now, before we get to that, what's very interesting, and Jack Straw put this out, it says former U.S. Secretary of State and ex-CIA head Mike Pompeo has been formally served with a lawsuit alleging he spied on WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and visitors while he took refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. So this is very interesting, and we'll have to see how this all plays out, because once again, who most likely was controlling Assange? Who was in contact with Assange? I do believe it was the Patriots. What did they get from Julian Assange? I do believe they got all the emails, everything that they needed. It was handed over to the Patriots. So when you look at the plea deal, what did WikiLeaks have to do? They destroyed 45,000 emails. They deleted them from WikiLeaks. When you go to the server, it says internal server error. So let's think about this for a second. They got rid of everything. And the plea deal, this is what it said. He's been instructed to direct WikiLeaks to destroy any remaining classified documents and information in their possession and provide an affidavit once completed as part of his plea agreement. So Julian Assange, he's been instructed to do what? To direct WikiLeaks to destroy any remaining classified documents and information in their possession. Well, what happens if someone else possesses it? Then what? Fletch 17 says the following. I'm not surprised, but read the fine print. In their possession. What if other people have the servers? What if Trump has them? What if the military has them? Nothing can stop what's coming. So let's go back to two posts here. Post 1595, June 26, 2018. You may have the site, but we have the source. They have the source of information? I do believe so. Post 1842, August 11, 2018. What does it say? Never interfere with an enemy while he's in the process of destroying himself. Discovery. Do you believe in coincidences? We have the source. So who has the source? I do believe Trump and the military has the source. And they most likely tricked the Biden administration into thinking that, don't worry, you give him a plea deal, he'll just delete everything that they have on WikiLeaks. Not knowing that the other information resides someplace else, which was already given to them, which is Trump and the military, a long time ago. And I do believe this is playing right into their hands. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Lisa May points this out, Trump, he put out a video that says deep fake gate. The state orders you not to believe your eyes. And Lisa May says, interesting that Trump posted this video this AM at 6:46 and dropped 6:46 as one word, Apache. Apache servers? I wonder if there's a connection to Assange and WikiLeaks. Most likely, yes. And then she says the software is open source, which means its code is available to the public, in this case, through the Apache Software Foundation. It is the first in a series of release of an in-house software product by NSA's Technology Transfer Program, TTP. So I do believe that Apache is talking about open source, which means the information that WikiLeaks has most likely will be open source for the public to see. And the people can see it all. And I do believe this is going to be used against the deep state players later on. Now, Karma Patriot, she's looking at the entire situation with Assange, looking at Pompeo, and looking at Mike Pence. And this is what she came up with. So Mike Pence, he put this out on X and says the following. Julian Assange endangered the lives of our troops in a time of war and should have been prosecuted to the full extent of the law. The Biden administration's plea deal with Assange is a miscarriage of justice and dishonors the service and sacrifice of men and women of our armed forces and their families. There should be no plea deals to avoid prison for anyone that endangers the security of our military or the national security of the United States. So that is very interesting. And then Karma Patriots responded to this and said, I'm wondering if Assange has actually been under protection from a queen for a day immunity or plea deal all along, one that came from the Trump admin, would fit the pattern we've seen reportedly during the pause. Biden is forced to take the optics hit for a Trump counter move against the deep state. Then White House players like Barr, Pence, Pompeo use it to our advantage narrative wise. If so, Pence was used yesterday to seed a Trump narrative. In hindsight, it might also mean that Tucker's story on Pompeo planning to assassinate Assange served the same purpose. Maybe Tucker and Pence are creating optics that remove the Trump admin from Assange. That way, if when Assange testifies, hands over evidence, it doesn't seem like he's a Trump-controlled puppet. If Trump pardoned Assange, any evidence from Assange about the Dems' deep state would be seen as bias against Biden. If the plea deal comes from Biden, anything exposed, disclosed, appears unbiased. Absolutely. Remember, this is an information war. We are in a war. We've been in a war for a very long time. And it's not a war with bullets and blood and guts. That's what the deep state wanted. We are in an information war. So yes, the good guys are going to use certain actors for disinformation and misinformation. Same thing with the bad guys. And I do believe Trump is a master of this. Remember, General Flynn wrote a book, Fifth Generation Warfare. And this is all about information war. And this is what we're in today. So a lot of things that you're seeing might not be because these people are bad, but because they have to create a certain narrative to make it look one way than it really is. And I do believe this is how you trap your enemy. And it looks like the enemy has been trapped over and over and over again. Think about all the things that Trump has done. Think about what has been done in the past that now is coming back to haunt them. Because, again, when you look at his taxes, they brought it all the way up to the Supreme Court, which means now we can go after any one of their taxes. When Trump yelled at Pence saying, hey, you should have returned the results back to the legislature because they cheated in the election. We shouldn't certify. The D's went all out and said, oh, we're taking that power away from the vice president. Now, is this going to all come back to haunt them? Of course it is. Think about what's happening right now. And think about what's happening at the border. Remember, Trump has let us know from the very, very beginning that this was their plan. And of course, just by telling people, people weren't going to believe this. People need to really actually see it and feel it and walk through the crap. That's really what they got to do. And for example, when you look at Obama and you look at Biden, and remember, the people coming over the border now, it didn't just start with Biden. This was happening under Obama. They were shipping people all over the place. This was always their plan. Hillary Clinton, remember, was supposed to be next. Trump won. They never expected her to lose. And he shut everything down. This wasn't supposed to happen under their plan. But when you go back to Obama's time, think about what he did. He placed a penalty on the American people if you didn't take the insurance. So you had to use your own money to buy this insurance that you really didn't want. Or you were penalized and you had to use your money to pay for the penalty. But with the illegals coming in, remember, it's infiltration, what are they doing with the health insurance? They're giving it to them for free. That tells you everything you need to know. So wait a minute. So illegals coming into this country, they get health insurance for free. Hardworking Americans, they're forced to take insurance that they really don't want. And if you don't take it, you have to pay anyway with a penalty. Is it becoming clear now? Obama is treasonous. Obama is the conductor. Obama has set this plan in motion when he came into office. It's an insurgency. And Trump, he's showing the people the truth. And he's waking the people up. Remember, the first part of Trump's plan, 2016 to 2020, was to set everything up. Make sure we got control of the country and make sure there was no harm brought to the people. And when I say no harm to the people, I mean like a nuclear explosion in multiple cities. I'm not talking about the local level, local crime, local things that happen in certain jurisdictions. You can't control all that. It's just too many moving pieces. But on the larger stage, when you look at it, can we control a nuclear war? Can we make sure the deep state players don't blow up New York City and level it with a nuclear bomb? Yes, that's what Trump wanted to make sure of, because, again, the deep state players, they would have no problem killing as many people as they possibly can to make sure that they were never, ever caught and brought to justice. So I do believe that's why he needed to take control. The next part was the awakening. Have the resident go in, wake them up, bring the people to the precipice. Make it so the people see how these people, make sure they see the two-tier justice system, make sure they see how they're destroying the country, make sure they see how they're bringing us to nuclear war. Make them believe that the next second nuclear war can start. Show the people how they're going to destroy the economy. When the people reach the precipice, what happens? Well, the people wake up. The people are slapped out of their sleep, their slumber. The next part of the plan, when we bring the people in, like Trump, when we elect him, when we bring the majority in who are patriots, that then is the phase where we can bring people to justice. Now, is it going to happen in a day? No. The criminals are always going to fight back. Like, for example, when there's a high-speed chase with a criminal and the police are chasing the guy because he shot up a store and killed some people, and the guy crashes into a wall or another car or something, and the police are surrounding him, does the guy just get out and raise his hand and say, I give up? Or does he take his gun, start shooting at the police, and makes a run for it? Well, yeah, he doesn't want to be arrested. So he's going to keep going. So when Trump comes into the presidency and we have the majority in Congress, do you think the deep state players, they're just going to say, crap, look at this. All right, I put my hands up. You got me. Treason. Go ahead. No, they're going to continually fight. Think about it. Trump will be the president-elect. Until inauguration, until the election is certified, what are they going to do? They're going to try to create as much chaos as possible, and they're going to try to bring us to war. And I do believe as we approach the presidential election, we're going to see an event. And what's very interesting, and Kenneth Cohen the Great put this out, it says, 50 illegal immigrants brought into the U.S. through an ISIS-tied smuggling network are unaccounted for by the DHS. DHS has identified over 400 illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. by the ISIS smuggling network. Over 150 have been arrested, but the whereabouts of more than 50 remain unknown. Many of the more than 400 migrants crossed the southern border and were released into the U.S. by Customs and Border Protection because they were not on the government's terrorist watch list. The revelation comes after ICE agents arrested 8 men from Tajikistan in New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, this month over suspected ties to ISIS. Remember, they were going to use a bomb. Another illegal immigrant from Uzbekistan was arrested in Maryland in April over a suspected affiliation with ISIS. How many terrorists have slipped through the Biden's border unnoticed? Many. This is why the FBI is out there saying, yeah, you can expect a terrorist attack from ISIS very, very soon. Now, of course, Mayorkas, the Biden administration, they're saying, nah, don't worry about it. RNC Research put this out and said, additional reporting pours cold water on Mayorkas's denial that hundreds of illegals with potential ISIS ties were released into the country by the incompetent Biden administration. Biden and Mayorkas are the threats to national security. So they're going to deny this until the very, very end, until we see an event. So now the hunt is on to find these illegals linked to ISIS. You think the event is coming? I do believe so. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following, as president, I will fight for American seniors, not the Biden illegals. I will fight for American workers, not the human traffickers. I will fight for American dreamers, not the child smugglers. He's sending a very clear message. Now, since these people are unaccounted for, they don't know where they are, we know that something's going to happen. And what the other thing that's very interesting is also the FBI said that we might have an event during Pride Month. And what's coming up in New York? Isn't there an event happening in New York? We might see something happen in New York or maybe another city, but it looks like maybe New York. And that reminds me of post 1600. And this is just so happens to be on June 27, 2018. Chatter, trains, buses, be vigilant. Now, we don't know if it's going to happen on the parade or whatever event they're having. It might happen a little bit after. But again, you can see that something is definitely about to happen. And this is going to wake a lot of people up, especially those people that believe, yes, let's bring in the illegals. Let's bring them all in. They should be allowed in the country. I think a lot of people are going to change their mind after this. Now, of course, you're going to have the small percentage that says, no, this is still good. But I think you're going to have a lot of people, the people with families, the people with children, they're going to say, you know something? This is getting out of hand right now. This has to stop. I mean, I was all for bringing in the dreamers, bringing people in to have a better way of life. But now we're just letting people in that are actually destroying this country. They just had an event and people were hurt. This is ridiculous. We need to stop this. And this is going to bring a lot of people to the precipice. And a lot of people are going to say enough is enough. And you can see that as more and more people wake up, Trump gains more and more power because the people, they see the truth. They see the criminal syndicate. They see how the country is being destroyed and your freedoms are being removed. In the end, what people have to do, they have to fight for their freedom. The only way you fight for your freedom, fight for the country, is if you realize they're destroying your freedoms and they're destroying the country. Because if you don't realize that, how are you going to fight for it? You're not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Supreme Court, they came out with a stunning decision of 63, and the Supreme Court has ruled that the Biden administration's policy of deleting, suppressing, and deplatforming specific people, topics, and ideas is immune from the suit, leaving no one able to challenge it in court. The ruling, written by Justice Amy Coney Barrett, came down with the following key decision. Neither the individual nor the state plaintiffs have established Article III standing to seek an injunction against any defendant. In sum, the court rules that the two different types of parties, states and individuals, harmed by these government policies do not have standing to sue. This case procedurally related to the request for a preliminary injunction for the government to stop the censorship regime while the case was going on. This decision will make the trial court action in this case more difficult, but insiders say not impossible. It's a horrible decision, but the underlying case at the lower court marches forward. And here are some of the key topics brought out in discovery why that the government was most interested in suppressing. Hunter Biden's laptop, vaccines, voter fraud in 2020 election, COVID policy, masking, lockdowns, vaccine mandates. These are the topics the Supreme Court is now enabling the government to once again suppress. Justice Sam Alito said in dissent, this is one of the most important free speech cases to reach this court in years. And instead of standing for the First Amendment, these six justices, Amy Coney Barrett, John Roberts, Elena Kagan, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Brett Kavanaugh, Sonia Sotomayor, stood for speech suppression. Sean Davis put this out and said, the Supreme Court's ruling and opinion on the widespread federal government campaign to censor and banish accounts that shared factual information about ongoing government operation is an abomination that ignores both the facts and the law. I never thought I would see the Supreme Court rubber stamped the most egregious and illegal censorship campaign in American history. But here we are. What a joke. Then he put this out. One of the most insidious intended effects of government censorship is self-censorship. By punishing others for what they say and believe, tyrannical governments terrorize their citizens' own thoughts by creating every incentive for them to just be quiet. But it's an abominable opinion. Effectively greenlighting government censorship, the Supreme Court explicitly mocked the mere concept of self-censorship and said it is little more than a citizen inflicting harm on himself for no reason. Citizens cannot manufacturing standing merely by inflicting harm on themselves based on their feels of hypothetical future harm that is not certainly impending. The anti-free speech majority wrote in its opinion, this is not constitutional. It is a language of tyrants. And once again, the people, they must understand how to fight for your freedom. The Supreme Court is not going to save anyone. The Supreme Court's not going to come to the rescue. Remember, there are a lot of compromised individuals in the Supreme Court. And when they're called upon, they will do the bidding of the deep state. So what does this allow Biden to do now? It allows him to go to social media companies and say, listen, we'd like you to take this individual down for misinformation, disinformation. John Daniel Davidson put this out and said, the Biden admin is going all out right now to deputize blind social media companies to do its censorship work ahead of the election. They're going to make 2020 look like child's play. Now, once again, what are they going to do? They're going to go to YouTube, of course. They're going to go to Facebook, Instagram, Threads. They're going to go to those platforms that they control. Do you think X, you think they're going to say, hey, what, misinformation? All right, I'll take it down. No, they're going to say, no, you know what? I'm not taking it down. You think Truth is going to take it down? Do you think Rumble is going to take it down? BitChute or any other platform? No, these platforms are going to be out there showing people the truth. So you're going to see a very big difference between the platforms that are censoring and those platforms that are actually speaking the truth. Remember, they don't have full control over all this. They can make a recommendation. They can say, oh, we believe that this is misinformation. But again, it's up to the social media company to decide. And you can see with Rumble, you can see with True Social, you can see with X, I don't believe they're just going to fold and censor people. And I do believe this is why these platforms were brought into existence. And that's why X, that's why Twitter was taken over and made X. Because again, going into the 2024 election, you need to have platforms that actually can support the truth. But again, think about what this shows the people. This will show the people censorship. This will show people in real time what they're trying to do, because now you have two sides, just like you had two sides of the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Look how that's turning out. Now we have lawsuits. Now we have a drug company removing their vaccine, and people are becoming aware of what was really going on. The same thing is going to happen with censorship. And those people that are on the other platforms who are being censored, or they feel they have to self-censor, they're going to go to other platforms to actually do what? To tell the truth. But again, you have to remember, it doesn't mean that everything's over. It just means they have to attack this in a different way. DC Drano put this out and said, there's a lot of doom and gloom about the 6-3 SCOTUS decision in Murphy versus Biden and how it impacts the First Amendment. I would like to quell some of those concerns. This decision reversed the injunction based on standing. SCOTUS said that without the plaintiffs having sufficient standing, they could not decide the case on the merits. The case is still allowed to proceed on the merits in lower federal courts as to whether the government violated the plaintiff's First Amendment right to free speech on social media. Long story short, this battle for free speech rights is not over, and SCOTUS will likely get further involved down the road. Absolutely. And I do believe that Trump can use this to his advantage, because if you really look at it, Biden now is a threat to free speech. And when they start to tell certain companies to censor people, what are people going to see? Remember, this is about waking people up. This is about showing the people the truth. The only way you could do that is to actually show them. Yes, you have reports that Biden censored people after the fact. Yes, you have reports of all this. But again, think about all the people now that are on the other platforms. When they start to get censored and they look at the other platforms and they see that people aren't being censored, they will see the difference. Jonathan Turley wrote this op-ed in USA Today and says, Trump and other presidential candidates are missing a compelling argument going into this election. While democracy is not on the ballot, free speech is. The 2024 election is looking strikingly similar to the election of 1800, and if so, it does not bode well for Biden. One of the greatest villains in the history was President John Adams, who used the Alien and Sedition Acts to arrest his political opponents, including journalists, members of Congress, and others. Many of those prosecuted by the Adams administration were Jeffersonians. Talk about our health. In these challenging times, it's more important than ever to prioritize our health and the health of our loved ones. But here's a hidden threat that's been quietly affecting millions of hardworking folks like you, a sluggish and overworked liver. Just like how our traditional values are under attack, your liver is under constant assault by GMOs, microplastics, toxins, fluoride, and all of the stuff that you might not even know about. It's time you take action. That's where Pure Health Research comes in with their groundbreaking supplement, Liver Health Formula. The natural ingredients and nutrients in the formula are designed to support your liver's natural detox process for head-to-toe revitalization, shed unwanted pounds, and maintain an enjoyable, active lifestyle. Liver Health Formula is made using all the highest quality, carefully selected ingredients. It has 11 powerful, clinical proven ingredients to detoxify and rejuvenate your liver at the cellular level. As a special offer to my listeners, you can try Liver Health Formula and get a free one-month supply of nano-powered omega-3 to support your heart health as well. This is an exclusive offer to my audience. Visit getliverhelp.com/x22 now to claim your exclusive gift and take a proactive step towards a healthier, more vibrant you. That's getliverhelp.com/x22 or click the link in the description. In the election of 1800, Thomas Jefferson ran on the issue and defeated Adams. Free speech is again on the ballot. It is time for the public to decide. And he's absolutely right. And this is going to work in the favor of Trump. And I do believe what everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing, is to wake the people up. Remember, you're fighting for your freedom. You're fighting for the ability to have free speech. You're fighting for the ability to have a weapon, not to be searched in your home. You're fighting for all of this. You're fighting for the country. But if you don't know what you're fighting for, how are you going to fight? So it has to be shown to the people. And that is what is happening right now. I mean, look what's happening now with the Second Amendment right. The deep state players, the installed individuals, the criminal syndicate has been trying to get the weapons away from the people for a very long time. Does the mafia want the people to have weapons so the people can actually defend themselves and fight back? No, they don't. And this is why they're going all out to get the weapons from the people. Remember, we had the U.S. Surgeon General saying we have a national health crisis with weapons today and we need to take the weapons away from the people. DeSantis in Florida said, listen, we're not going to abide by this. You're not going to violate the Second Amendment. So in Florida, you can't do this. We reject it all. And I do believe you're going to see a lot of states start to reject what the U.S. Surgeon General is saying right now because it violates the Second Amendment. And this is what people need to see every step of the way. I do believe the next phase for the deep state players is to try to do a mass roundup of the weapon somehow, some way. But again, when people see this, the people will see the truth. The people will say, well, wait a minute. Now it's not just about assault weapons, which don't really exist. Now we see your true agenda. You just want to take all weapons away from the people. That's when people really wake up. I mean, the people out in France, they're waking up because Macron is in trouble. We know that Trudeau's in trouble. Many other leaders across EU are in trouble. And now those people that are siding with Macron in these snap elections, they are now backing off because they're considering Macron toxic and they don't want to get involved with him right now. It doesn't look good for Macron whatsoever. And I do believe the people, they're going to rise up all across Europe, rise up here in the United States, not with weapons, but they're going to rise up and they're going to vote all these people out and they're going to take control of their countries. Change is coming, and the people are sick and tired of living under the tyrannical governments because really that's what they are. They pretend they're not, but in reality, behind the scenes, behind the curtain, that's exactly who they are. Now, the other thing that we could see happening is war is being brought closer and closer to us. Out in North Korea has allegedly fired a hypersonic missile which exploded in flight. And once again, you can see that North Korea is continually firing their missiles, doing the opposite of what they did when Trump was in office. Because remember, Trump, he had peace. They stopped firing the missiles. And I knew, now I do believe the deal with Russia, the deep state players can make the case that North Korea is getting advanced technology, maybe not weapons, but other technology, where they can actually create a hypersonic missile, put a warhead on it, and it could then fly to the U.S. Actually, that was their original plan. So you could see how this is building. Remember, Trump is allowing the deep state players to follow through on their plan. Why interfere with an enemy while in the process of destroying themselves? Trump is going to use this against them. He's going to use this to wake up the people. And remember, World War III, it's not just one location. It's multiple locations around the world. Many countries get involved. You can see out in the Middle East, you can see war is definitely building up there. OSINT Defender put this out and said, the Secretary General of the Iranian-backed Iraq-based militia, Asib al-Halak, made a statement earlier today in which he asserted that if the United States assisted in Israel's invasion of southern Lebanon and war with Hezbollah, then U.S. bases, personnel, and interests across the region, but specifically in Iraq, will be targeted. So think about it. The Biden administration already said, we're not backing you, and we're going to be backing Israel. So they're going to say, okay, you're with Israel, you're helping them, no matter which way you look at it. And all of a sudden, you're going to see attacks on U.S. bases. Is the Biden administration, is the deep state players, are they trying to push war? Absolutely. Look what Biden is doing now out in Ukraine. Biden admin is moving to allow deployment of U.S. military contractors in Ukraine, which I think everyone knows what that means. It means they're going to get things started. Now, these contractors, what are they going to do? They're going to repair weapons and they're going to help out there. But you could see what this is really going to be used for. This is going to be used to push the war out there. And think about it. War is now building. The people now are concerned about this. And as it continually builds, you're going to see different events occur. I think the first event is going to be something with the illegals in this country, because remember, ISIS was pretty much defeated under Trump and Putin. And now with Biden in office, ISIS has reemerged. Remember, Obama controlled ISIS, allowed ISIS to grow in Syria because he took the ability away from the military to actually bomb ISIS. Obama was dictating to the military, this is where I want you to bomb, which allowed ISIS to grow in Syria. When Trump came into office, he gave that ability back to the military, and then the military started to destroy ISIS. So Obama's all for ISIS. Obama's all for Al-Qaeda. Obama is all for the Muslim Brotherhood, which means Biden is on board with this. Remember, he was the vice president when Obama was president. So once again, we're probably going to see an event. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know out in Russia, there is an individual that's being held there. And Trump, he's letting everyone know if he's elected, he's going to be bringing him home. He says, Evan Gershkovich, the young Wall Street Journal reporter who is being harshly detained in Russia as his espionage trial is about to begin, will be released prior to my taking office if I win the election on November 5th. Crooked Joe Biden can't do anything right, although it is likely that he will pay billions, which continues a very bad Biden precedent, to get Evan home. I got a record 58 hostages brought home, paying next to nothing. Putin has no respect for Biden. And that's the way it goes. Fear not, Evan. I will get you home soon, and you'll be safe while you're there. So once again, Trump is letting everyone know, you elect me, no war. You elect me, I'll get the hostages home. You elect Trump, most likely he'll get the hostages home that are in Gaza, whoever is left. So once again, you could see how this is being done here. And Trump is showing the people that, listen, he is the strong president. He's the one that could stop the war. He's the one that can get the hostages home. He's the one that can repair the economy. He's the one that can close the border. He's the one that can stop the destruction of this country. And I do believe people are actually seeing this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know the debates are coming up. And we know that certain individuals that are handling the debates, they will be actually debating Trump. They will be supporting Biden. Biden got all the questions. I think we all know this. He's been studying the questions. And I do believe most of these individuals on CNN, they're going to be debating Trump on every single issue. They're going to try to get him with gotcha questions. They're going to do whatever they think is possible to try to destroy Trump. But remember, Trump knows all the classified information. He knows what's been going on. He knows the issues, and he can win this very, very easily on the issues, which he will. But the other part of this, I do believe, is that this whole entire debate is being done to show the D's that there's problems with Biden. And I do believe that is what we're going to see. But before we get that, we know there are certain individuals like Jake Tapper, another CNN debate moderator, Dana Bash, they are not going to be impartial. Roger Stone put this out and said, how can CNN debate moderator Dana Bash be impartial questioning Trump? She was married to a Trump-bashing Russiagate conspiracist, Biden donor and Brennan aide Jeremy Bash, who signed 2020 Intel statement falsely insisting Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Now, remember, most of the individuals on these networks, they're CIA or FBI. The entire network, all these different fake news outlets, they have been infiltrated and they are propaganda outlets. General Mike Flynn responded to this and said, let me answer that question. She cannot be impartial. She's never been impartial. And he's absolutely right. Now, what's very interesting is that Trump of the Patriots, Ronnie Jackson, Trump said, listen, I'll take a drug test if Biden takes a drug test. And the Biden campaign spokesman, Adrian Elrod, says Biden is not going to commit to taking a drug test before the debate. Why won't he take it? What is he afraid of? Well, I do believe he's afraid that, yes, people are going to realize that he's jacked up on all these meds to keep him functioning. But I think people are also going to realize that he's been taking cocaine. And I don't think they want that to come out. Because remember, there was a cocaine packet. I don't believe it was Hunter's. I believe it was, yes, part of the Biden family. But I think Joe Biden most likely was taking cocaine. Stephen Miller responded to this, says, wow, Biden campaign officially refuses to drug test Biden. And what's very interesting is that Speaker Mike Johnson tells CNN, no one expects that Joe Biden will be on cocaine during the debate. Well, if we go back to Trump's rally, he actually mentions that Biden might be on cocaine and that cocaine that was in the White House might have been his. Marielle Naufal put this out and said, Trump, Biden doesn't have a clue. Joe Biden doesn't have a clue. Is anybody going to watch a debate? He's going to be so pumped up. You know, all that stuff that was missing about a month ago from the White House. What happened? Who left it? Somebody left a laptop in an office of a gentleman who was supposed to fix the laptop from hell. He never picked it up. And somebody left thousands of dollars worth of cocaine. I wonder who that could have been. I don't know. Actually, I think it was Joe. So once again, you could see how this is all playing out. And you could see why Biden doesn't want to get a drug test or those handlers around him don't want him to get one. Remember, Trump said, I'll take it. They keep saying Trump's on drugs. Biden is the one who rejected it. I think people are saying this. Now, remember, this debate in June, this was not commissioned by the Commission on Presidential Debates. They went around the Commission on Presidential Debates, which means either the Biden team or Obama and the Biden team decided, let's have a debate in June. This is actually unprecedented. And why would they do this? Because I do believe they needed to start the narrative of, hey, look, do you see Biden's having problems? He can't function that well. Now, I'm not saying he's just going to, you know, bang his head into a wall, or he's going to fall down and he won't be able to get up, or he's going to shake people's hands that don't exist. I do believe people are going to see strange anomalies. And remember, this was not commissioned by the Commission on Presidential Debates. They went around it on purpose. There's no audience out there. And remember, there is a break. So they have the ability to give him medication during the debate. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But the Commission on Presidential Debates, they sent out an email saying that their four sites that were selected to host its 2024 debates, the ones they released, one was supposed to be in Texas, one was supposed to be in Pennsylvania, one was supposed to be at Virginia State University and the University of Utah, Salt Lake City. Well, they're no longer going to be held there because the Biden administration is going around it. Now, Trump is saying, well, if you're going to have one with CNN, then I want one where I want one. So now they're going outside of the scope of the Commission on Presidential Debates, which is very, very interesting. But with Obama and others pushing Biden out there, going around the Commission on Presidential Debates, having this very, very early, do you think they might screw with his drugs, his drug cocktail, during a break? So this way people can then see, hey, he doesn't seem like he's acting right. Will this provide the ammunition for the 25th Amendment? I think this is to show the audience of CNN, MSNBC, and the rest, because again, these networks, these propaganda outlets have been hiding it from these people. Now it is the time to show the people, because remember, they're going to have a change of batter. And I do believe maybe after the debates, and once people see this, all of a sudden Merrick Garland will say, here's the audio tapes. Here you go. And then they'll take the audio tapes compared to what they saw during the debates. And the people, and I'm not talking about Republicans, I'm not talking about independents, I'm talking about the Democrats, they'll say, we got a major problem on our hand. This guy cannot be in office. And I do believe this is going to give the D's ammunition to push the 25th Amendment. And yes, the Republicans will be right with them. And I do believe they'll probably push Biden out there. Now, Biden can be stubborn. He might say, I'm not going. He might push back very, very hard. But I do believe in the end, there's going to be a change of batter. Now, let's say they don't go the 25th Amendment route. That means Biden will step down on his own because he'll agree to it, which means a white man is stepping down. Can you replace a white man with a black woman? Yeah, I don't think that'll be a problem. But I think this is an opportunity where Hillary Clinton might replace Joe Biden. And once that happens, I do believe then Hillary Clinton will then choose Michelle Obama because Kamala Harris will say, I'm not running to be vice president. You'll have a white woman and a black woman running for the office of the president. This will give Hillary Clinton a second shot at Trump. This will bring both of them into focus. Now, the other way around, if the 25th Amendment is used, I do believe Kamala then becomes the acting president. And I don't believe that Hillary Clinton can replace Kamala because you're going to replace a black woman with a white woman. I don't think that's going to look very good. It doesn't go, you know, to the procedures of DEI. So I do believe what they'll do is they'll replace Kamala with Michelle Obama. Michelle will then pick Hillary Clinton as VP. You pretty much get the same thing no matter which way you look at it. You still have two women in office. Remember, Obama always wanted Kamala to be the president. He wanted the black woman as president. He didn't want Biden. He never wanted Biden. I mean, Kamala was polling 1%, so he had no choice. But I do believe this will put both of them in focus no matter which way you look at this. And what's very interesting is that General Flynn, he was being interviewed, and he believes they are still scheming to swap in Hillary before we get to the election. And I do believe we're going to see both of them, most likely. Because remember, to win or try to win the election, to have a black woman and a white woman in the presidency running for president and vice president, no matter which position they're in, this is the most powerful team that you can actually really think of to get the votes up. But the problem is Trump has everything on them. Assange just took the plea deal. Trump has been talking about getting Hillary for a long time. Trump has been talking about Obama for a very long time. Do you think this is going to work out well for them? Or do you think information is going to pour out like we've never seen before against these individuals? I do believe we're going to see a lot of information come out and people are going to learn the truth. And that might start as soon as July. Trump, he put this out and said, Crooked Joe Biden's handlers are loudly and profusely complaining that there will be no fact checkers during the debate on Thursday. Actually, that is just disinformation. They could not be happier because There is nobody that's as loose with the truth as Crooked Joe. From the 51 fake intelligence agents to Russia, 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 to the fake suckers and losers story he created about our beloved military, to cheating in college and saying he was the first in his law school class when he was actually last, to claiming he marched for civil rights, drove trucks, and has a 6.2 handicap. He can't hit the golf ball 10 yards, but that's a minor detail. And so many more falsehoods. The man is a walking lying machine and a fact checker's dream. Maybe we should call him Lion Joe in addition to Crooked. Absolutely. And we know there's going to be a lot of social media platforms out there that will be fact-checking the fact-checkers because we know how the fake news works. Now, think about it. Trump, he's preparing to choose his VP, and he keeps saying the VP will be in the audience. So basically, Trump is using this to get people to watch. I mean, it's brilliant marketing, actually, if you really think about it. But Trump, he said he's not going to make his decision into the RNC. So since he's not going to make his announcement, why does he want so many people to watch? Does he want everyone to see what happens during the debate? Does he want everyone to see what happens to Biden? Is he making sure of it? It's starting to seem that way. But since we're talking about the VP, it looks like the people really don't care who his VP is. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, today 80% say Trump's VP pick doesn't matter. So I do believe Trump is going to pick someone. I think he's already picked him a long time ago. And this individual, I do believe this individual is going to be battle hardened. And this individual has gone through the crap. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. But this will be very, very interesting. I don't think Trump should stoop to the level of DEI or just picking a woman or just picking a black man or a black woman just to fit a certain criteria. We should pick the person that is going to stand up to the deep state, that is strong enough to take every single hit. Think about how many hits Trump has taken since 2016. We need a person just like that because the battle is not over. And if something, God forbid, should happen to him, we need someone that could take his place. We don't need a DEI replacement. We need someone with qualifications. We need someone with strength, someone that will not fold under the pressure. That is the candidate that we're looking for. That's who I do believe he should pick. But let's see how this all plays out. Now, we've come to learn, and I think we've always known this, that the FBI is part of the criminal syndicate. They lied about the Mal raid and the documents that they found. We know the Russia thing was fake. The laptop from Russia was fake. And all this information is starting to come out right before the debates, which is very, very interesting. And you could see that people are starting to realize that the FBI, DOJ, they made all these things up. Hillary Clinton, Obama, Biden made all these things up. The CIA was involved in all of this. First, Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following, and this is coming from Greg Kelly Reports Newsmax. How dare the FBI? In court papers, we know the FBI staged the photograph more than just putting the stuff on the ground during their raid on Mar-a-Lago. They brought stuff with them and put it on the ground. It is incredible. It really is. Well, it's all coming out in the courtroom in Florida before Judge Cannon. The government lies to her time and time again. Even now and then, they try and sweep some in there. Well, they've got to come clean on this. They brought the cover sheets in with them to stage a photograph. They were added by FBI personnel. This is out and out corruption. It's the worst thing the FBI can do. The FBI brought in papers in order to take out Trump. They brought in a scandalous looking material to try to get Donald Trump in trouble falsely. There is no doubt the FBI is a thoroughly corrupt organization which cannot be trusted. Sorry. And Jack Smith, my God, where did this guy come from? This is criminal behavior. And that is what everyone is seeing. But what just came out is very, very interesting. Kaneko the Great put this out and said, in 2016, the CIA claimed Trump was a Russian agent. In 2020, the CIA claimed Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. How will the CIA rig the 2024 election against Trump? Now, all of this is fake, phony, and false. Why? The House Judiciary, GOP, came out with this. New information shows CIA contractors colluded with Biden campaign to discredit Hunter Biden laptop story. Catherine Herridge says, the explosive allegations about Biden family misconduct were buried, and millions of Americans cast their votes for a president without a full set of facts. Note, at least one participant figured prominently in controversial talking points during Obama admin. That's very interesting. So this is election interference right here. They rigged the election in 2020, and they didn't give the people the right information, almost like the COVID vaccines. Same thing happened there. Now, today, everyone was expecting the immunity case from the Supreme Court and the Fisher case. But once again, I don't think this is coming out and probably until Friday. And what's very interesting about this is normally when the Supreme Court releases bad news, it's usually on the weekend. And remember, there's a lot of Supreme Court justices that are compromised in the Supreme Court. And I wouldn't be surprised if they release the information. This, I do believe this is why the barriers are going up. They might release the information that Trump does not have certain presidential immunity. And I do believe they set the barriers up because they think that Trump supporters are going to march into the Supreme Court. Because again, they're building the narrative, oh, look, what they did on January 6th, they're going to do it with the Supreme Court. But then again, I do believe Trump, if this does happen, I do believe he's going to use this against them. Because remember, he's not the outgoing president. Biden is. And he'll become the president. And remember, all the cases have been pushed off till after the election. So it seems like everything is set up, but that will be very, very interesting. Julie Kelly put this out and said, no Fisher or immunity today. Last decision announced today is Snyder versus U.S. Appears that those speculating SCOTUS will act in a political manner and withhold both key decisions until after the debate are probably right. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. And even if they say the president has immunity, remember, they overthrew the United States government while they were citizens. So they work with foreign governments. They are domestic terrorists. And they overthrew the United States government. So no matter which way you look at it, Trump gets them. I think he wants to get them with a lot more. And we'll have to see how the Supreme Court goes, because he wants the deep state players to push and push and push to say, hey, let's get rid of immunity. We can get him. Remember, once they do that and then he uses it against them, what are they going to say? They can't say anything. They're the ones who did it. Just like when they brought Trump all the way to the Supreme Court to get his taxes. Now we can go after their taxes. They created all this. Trump has turned the tables on them, and everything that they're trying to do against him, he's just going to use it against them. It's that simple. And when you look at the elections, here's another reason why we can't use their election system. Remember that individual that was caught in 2000 mules and she was ballot harvesting, taking cash? She was arrested eventually. Well, this convicted ballot harvester has been appointed to vice mayor of San Luis. What does that tell you now? So this person was taking cash, ballot harvesting. Now they're the vice mayor of San Luis. This is why we can't use their cheating system, because they have people in certain places where these individuals will make sure the cheating happens. And I do believe we need to get outside of the cheating system. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it seems that the Biden campaign, they have forfeit a state to Trump, and that state is Florida. They're saying they have no chance to win in Florida right now. And this is coming from Joe Biden's campaign. And that individual is Jen O'Malley Dillon, the president's reelection campaign chairman. And acknowledged the Sunshine State and its 30 Electoral College votes is a lost cause for Democrats. So think about it. If they keep Biden in, Florida is a lost cause. They're just going to give up 30 electoral votes. So do you think they're going to keep Biden in there? Absolutely not. They need someone or two people that can actually get this back. Now, are they going to fully get it back? There's no way. MAGA's not going to go for it. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, you're going to see information come out against them, and you're going to see their treasonous acts. You're going to see their crimes. People are going to see Hillary's emails. I do believe all of this is coming in focus. Add on top of that, we're going to have war. We're going to have a collapsing economy. Now, just the other day, we had the primaries, and it looks like Trump had many, many wins. And when you look at it, I think he had 15 wins. And this brings us closer and closer to having the people that we need. Now, is he's going to have 100% wins? Absolutely not. But what we need is to make the uniparty the minority. And I do believe we're on our way. Now, again, as you see this play out, you know, the deep state players, they're not going to be able to cheat in the election, even when they get Michelle Obama and Hillary probably in the vice president and president role. I do believe they still will not have enough votes to pull off the cheating. And I do believe this is where they're going to have a major, major problem. And this is why we see cyber attacks building like we've never seen before. Cyber attack on Indonesia's national data center paralyzes government services. Cyber attack frustrates equipment dealers. Cyber attacks on healthcare, Russia's tool for mass disruption. Iranian cyber terrorism since October 7th is a global threat, warns Israel cyber czar. And we've seen multiple cyber attacks. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we're going to see a lot more of these cyber events. And I don't think they're just going to be all over the world. I think you're going to see a lot of them here in the United States, because again, they're getting prepared and ready for what? For the elections. And I do believe this is going to pick up probably in August, September. And remember, we're walking through the darkness right now. As darkness falls and people start to see the light, what happens to our enemies? They fall too. Let's go back to post 4532, June 26, 2020. As the darkness falls, so does our enemies. The people now are seeing the light. The people are seeing the truth of the matter, which means the enemy is having a major, major problem. And Trump, he put out a very interesting truth on Truth Social, and it shows his plane in the very, very beginning. And he talks about this being our final battle. And this video is 55 seconds long. Take a listen.
2024, it's our final battle. We're either going to have a country greater than ever before, or we're not going to have a country at all. And we're ready for it. Are we ready? We're ready.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture.
You must never forget this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you. This is your home. This is your heritage. And our American liberty is your God-given right.
How can we not talk about family with them is all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're going to be with me for the last time.
It's very, very interesting that it's 55 seconds long, because this refers to post 55, November 2nd, 2017. Look to Twitter, which is now X. Exactly this, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. God bless. Is Trump trying to let us know that this message is going to be coming up very, very soon? I do believe so. And I do believe that you will see this on Twitter. And I do believe once this is seen on Twitter, which is now X, people are going to see that, wow, everything that has been said is true. Now, the other thing that I want to go back to is post 1602, June 27th. 2018, and it says the following. And I do believe this is in reference to what's happening now as we approach the 2024 election. If you continue to proceed down this dangerous path, only know that we are prepared. You should know this based on earlier drops. Saudi Arabia, National Guard, military assets activated U.S. soil. The game is over when the public knows. The fight to keep the lights off is all that matters to you. You will fail. The American people are awake. You lost control. Sheep no more. You underestimated their resolve and their ability to free think away from the pipeline narrative. We will declass. We will shine light. There is nowhere to hide. No amount of money, influence, or power can stop this. Our rights to secure and protect at all costs then become justified. We stand at the ready. Red wave, white squall, in God we trust. And I do believe that message right now is for the 2024 election, telling the deep state, the people are awake. You can't stop this. If you continue down this path, you will be destroyed. And you know the deep state players, they're going to continue down this path. And in the end, the deep party will cease to exist. The way we know government today will cease to exist. The Federal Reserve most likely will cease to exist. Everything is about to change. The people are about to take back their country. The people are ready to fight for their freedom, to fight to stop the deep state from destroying their way of life. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.